Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Butch Henlein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Henlein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds throws the ball into Appling, who tags Averill trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fonseca scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Simons reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a fly ball into right field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield strikes out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thomas. Falk moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Burnett reaches third base with a triple. Fox scores. Sewell scores. Hudlin goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Hal McCain now pitching. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain can't make a play. That's a base hit. Burnett scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burnett. Appling moves to third. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dettower now playing third base. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Simons strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dettower fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Detour is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detour hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-1 in the game. Ekrod hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Ekrod moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ekrod moves to third. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood now playing first base. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ekrod. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. It's 8-0, Indians. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein is 0-for-1 in the game. Henlein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0-for-1 in the game. McCain takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. One out. George Detweiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detweiler is 0 for 1 in the game. Detweiler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hodapp fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Henlein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmek hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0 for 2 in the game. Kom hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein is 0 for 2 in the game. Henlein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into left field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McCain hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 3 in the game. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Detour is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detour is 0 for 2 in the game. Detour hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Henlein for a passed ball. Detour moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards third. Detour can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ekrod moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Detour fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 3 in the game. Kham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ekrod scores. It's 8-1, Indians. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein is 0 for 3 in the game. Henlein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.